Okay, seeing none, I guess we're ready to move on to the next agenda item, public comments. As part of the pre-planning effort to receive public input on the Region 8 2023 Lower Brazos Regional Flood Plan. And I'd ask that you please limit your public comments to 3 minutes each or less, please. And with that, Pam, if I remember correctly, did we receive at least one or two written comments that came in?
Yes, Chairman, we did. There were two emails of written comments that were provided to us. And those will be, provided with the minutes for this meeting. There were a couple of them, one from Mike Sutherland and Sarah Langford submitted those written comments.
Okay, and those were both of those associated with the Navasota River?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we'll have those apart as a part of the overall minutes. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to address the planning group as a part of the pre-planning efforts?
Brandon, this is David Savage.
Yes, please.
I just had a question. We have a state water plan, and I'm not looking for scope creep here, but if we're mitigating flood as part of this process, are we collaborating about how we could, collect some of that water? We have projects, just for your information, I'm on the board for the Brazos River Authority, and Allen Creek is something, down the road that we would intend to fill with high water levels, on the Brazos. So now, is there any plan for communication and correlation on the state water plan so that we're kind of meeting the needs of both state plans just for communication?
Yes, absolutely there is. And so just to give you a few examples, I'm actually on the Region H board as far as the water plan goes. I know that Glenn Lord also is on that group. We have liaisons that are out there. So Glenn is the liaison between this group and Region H. I am the liaison between this group and Region G, the Brazos River group. And so, yes, there is going to be some coordination. I suspect it'll get off to a little bit of a rocky start, to be quite frank with you. But yes, we will certainly be doing coordination between us and the water planning groups.
Terrific. Thanks. And then I guess my other question would be, once the plans are developed, is it the financial, like the state water plan, we have many more plans than we have funding right now. And so there is what do you expect to be the evaluation tool? Is it the financial impact on infrastructure damage, that then you would go pursue the financing for this Lower Brazos area?
Well, I'm going to dive off into this, and Reich, you throw yourself in front of me if I happen to say something wrong on this. But I think unlike the regional water plans, the regional flood plans, we are to identify gaps and opportunities for funding, but we do not provide essentially the ratings or hierarchies of that. And I think that the Water Development Board reserved that for themselves as far as determining what those ranks and hierarchies are about the various different unmet needs.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, David. Are there any other public comments out there? Any other public comments associated with pre-planning efforts? All right, I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. Any other comments out there associated with our pre-planning efforts?